This is Warrior Sound as the holidays ring in a busy couple of weeks.
And as we get things going, wanted to give you a quick reminder that the next home game is coming up on Wednesday, December the 20th here at Oracle Arena, with the Warriors hosting the Memphis Grizzlies on what will be Zaza Pachulia Champions Edition Bobblehead Night. A little bit ago, we saw Zaza on the set of ESPN SportsCenter LA bringing the bobblehead for folks to check out, and it will be available for the first 10,000 fans in attendance at the game. And this is what starts a 7-game homestand for the Warriors as we close out 2017.
And Monday night in Los Angeles, the Warriors beating the Lakers in overtime as Kevin Durant led the way with a season-high tying 36 points to go with 11 rebounds. And the Warriors now winning both games in LA against the Lakers for the first time since the 93-94 season. 116-114, the final in OT. Here's Coach Kerr.
Very proud of our team. I mean, we didn't play very well, but we did enough to win, and we made some huge plays down the stretch, so very proud of them.
KD goes an inefficient 10-29, but he has some big plays down the stretch. Hits a J. Was that a Kobe tribute right there?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about Kobe's career, I mean, how many games like that did he have where, you know, maybe things weren't going his way and he hits the game-winning shot? Michael Jordan used to do that all the time. That's what the great players do. They still come through in the clutch on a night when maybe things aren't going very well. I thought that's what KD did tonight.
What did you think of the ceremony?
I didn't see too much of it. I came out kind of halfway through it. But it was the most fun thing was just to see all the legends, see Bill Russell and Kareem sitting next to each other, and seeing a lot of old friends and foes and people that I know and played with, played against. So it was a fun night.
How many conversations were you able to have with those guys? I saw you kind of talking a little bit at the end of the half.
Not much. I mean, you know, Shaq, Reuben Patterson, Corey Blunt, all former teammates. I had a chance to say hi to all those guys. And Derek Fisher, James Worthy, you know, Kareem. So it was all just, hey, how you doing? But it's always fun to see those guys.
Were you able to pass along the head-to-head matchup this year?
I didn't get a chance to see Kobe. That was going to be my first point. And I'm sure, but he knows.
There was a moment, I think, in the third quarter, Jordan Buckets a really nice block, but, you know, stared down, didn't get back in transition. You pulled him, you put him back in. Is that just, like, lessened?
We're trying to get Jordan to run. You know, he's one of the most athletic players in the league, and that's, you know, this is a very athletic league, and Jordan stands out for his athleticism. He doesn't run the floor either way. He runs kind of, you know, but he should be the fastest guy on the floor up and down. Both ways. First half, there were several plays where they got a layup because he was not sprinting back on defense to the paint. And then second half, there was that one after he blocked, a tremendous block, but we didn't score at the other end. And I think if he had just turned and sprinted, probably would have had a tip dunk because Patty had a layup that didn't go. But if Jordan runs the floor, he's going to be much better. But I'm just trying anything to get him to sprint the floor as hard as he can every time. And he doesn't quite see that yet. And so we're going to keep pounding that home.